Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting seventh. The DH, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuentes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Dade reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Dade moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dade scores. Thornton scores. Bell moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. May drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fosse out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Mankowski reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Kemp moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavi is 0 for 1 in the game. Oglavi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Oglavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mankowski strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fosse moves to second. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Mankowski moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Steve Foucault now pitching. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Date moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Date scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dade throws the ball into Kuiper, who tags Kemp trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pruitt moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kuiper hits a line drive to center field. LaFleur throws towards the plate. May fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Pruitt scores. Kuiper moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Bob Sykes now pitching. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Paul Dade. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-4 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. There goes Lowenstein trying to get to third. LaFleur throws the ball into Mankowski, who tags Lowenstein for the out. It's 5-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mankowski hits a line drive towards short. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.